Psalm 121, and tonight I want to reflect with you upon this great psalm. But we'll read it first of all, Psalm 121, a song of degrees. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. In church history, it is known that there are some Christians who have made a habit of either reading or singing this psalm every day. Whenever you read it, you can see why they do that. On a cold November morning, 180 years ago, Dr. David Livingstone, he got up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and he had to walk that morning to Glasgow Harbour to get the boat that was to bring him to Africa. And he was going to face, as we know, a life of perpetual trials. He was going to face dangerous tribes, wild beasts, sickness, many other dangers and hardships in traveling and in working in that continent. And before he left the house that morning, it was this psalm that he read. You can see why. People talk about Livingstone having got lost in Africa. But actual fact, he never got lost. Britain didn't know where he was. But he knew where he was. And most of all, the Lord knew where he was. The God of this psalm, the Lord who kept him, knew where he was. And it is this psalm that I draw your attention to tonight. It's the second of a series of 15 psalms. Psalms 120 through to Psalm 134. They each carry the same title. A Song of Degrees. And so there are 15 songs of degrees. What does that mean, you ask? What's a song of degree? Well, by the word degree, it is thought that a step is meant. A higher level. Things go up by degree. The thermometer goes up by degrees. And we can talk about height, ascent, going up by steps, going up by degrees. And it is thought that these psalms were called songs of degrees because they were the psalms of ascents. As the people of God made their way up to Jerusalem on the occasions of the pilgrimage to the temple to partake of the worship there. And Jerusalem is away up in the heights, and they have to ascend the hills. And as they make their way up, it is thought that the caravans and the pilgrims sung these songs of degrees. And so they were probably arranged in this fashion for the temple pilgrims. They're leaving their homes, they're joining the caravans, they're going up by degrees to Jerusalem. And these psalms are comforting them and encouraging them, and they sing them together in the journey. Four of the songs of degrees we know are by David because his name is in them. One is by Solomon. The other 10 are anonymous. But probably in most cases, it is David who is the author. But whether David or Solomon or someone else, the thing about them is, the psalmist is a pilgrim. And that's what we want to call him tonight. Very often when we refer to the author of this psalm, we will call him pilgrim. This is very definitely a pilgrim psalm, 121. The Lord who is the helper, who helps the pilgrim on the journey as he makes his way from the lowlands up into the heights. The Lord doesn't sleep. They have to sleep at night under the moon, and they have to travel by day under the sun. But the Lord is keeping them on their journey till they get to their destination, on their going out, and on their coming back again. The Lord is the one who keeps them. So you can see very definitely it is a pilgrim psalm, and the Lord is watching over the pilgrim's journey, the pilgrim's life. Now, it appears to me that this Psalm 121 has a twofold division. Verses 1 to 2 form the first stanza, two verses, and then the larger stanza of the remaining six verses is verses 3 through to 8. And in verses 1 to 2, the pilgrim talks about himself. And so he uses the pronoun in the first person, I will lift up my eyes onto the hills. My help comes from the Lord. And so he is very definitely talking about himself. He is particularly talking about his faith, his trust in the Lord. I'm looking to the Lord. My eyes are to the Lord. My help is from God. I'm trusting in him. And so in verses 1 and 2, he is talking about his faith, his trust in the Lord. But in verses 3 to 8, the pronoun is different. It's second person. It is no longer I or my, but it is thee. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. How do we interpret this difference? I think we could take it as David, our pilgrim, talking to himself. He's talking about himself in verses 1 and 2, what he's doing, but in verses 3 to 8, he's talking to himself, encouraging himself in the Lord. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will shelter you. The Lord will be your shield. The Lord will preserve you. And so he could be talking to himself in the second part of the psalm. And in that part, he would be talking about the Lord's faithfulness. So in verses 1 to 2, he's talking about his faith. And then verses 3 to 8, he's talking about the Lord's faithfulness. But tonight we only have time to think on verses 1 to 2. To consider the first part of this psalm. The pilgrim's faith. Pilgrim's trust in the Lord. So verses 1 to 2 form our text. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And in these first two Psalms, 120 and 121, it's very clear that Pilgrim is just starting out on the journey. He's just beginning. In the first two songs, the psalmist is most certainly in the low place. He's in the lowest place. He has to make the whole journey up. He's in the depths. He's as far down as he can be. And the journey's just beginning. And he's making his way up. That's the perspective of these psalms. In the 121st psalm, you could particularly highlight the hills. I will lift up mine eyes onto the hills. You see, he still has to go into the hills. The hills are still above him. He has to look up onto the hills. So that means he's in the low place. He's in the valley. The journey's just beginning. And this is among the first of the songs. Pilgrim starts off in the lowest place. And so he has to begin the journey. In the lowlands, surrounded by a malicious foe, deceitful and slandering enemies, having to abide where they are in the wilderness of the world, he begins to make his way up. Remember the Song of Solomon says, "Who is this that cometh up out of the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved," as it is in the text. This is Pilgrim, leaning on the Lord, making his way up. So he's in the low place, the place of strife and battle, the place of being attacked by the ungodly, and he desires to ascend into the hills of the Lord. So in our psalm tonight, the eyes of Pilgrim first of all go to the hills. Before you go into the hills, you look up. You have the desire to go. You look up to the Lord to make your journey to Him. And so that's the way I want to take the psalm tonight. He's looking up to the hills because in the temple, that's where the Lord is. Up there in Jerusalem, the presence of God. And he looks up to where the Lord is. His trust is in the Lord. And he wants to go to the Lord. And as he makes his journey, he knows many things. And these psalms tell us what he knows. And verses 1 and 2, particularly tonight, we want to see what Pilgrim knows. And the first thing he knows is that God is high. Whenever he says, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills," he's not just looking to the hills. You know that. It's not about hills and mountains. It's about God in the heights. It's about God in his holy place in the Mount Zion. That's what it's about. It's about the Deliverer. It's about the Savior. He's not looking to the hills themselves, because he knows that truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills, Jeremiah 2:3, verse 23. And salvation doesn't come from the multitude of mountains. But truly in the Lord God is the salvation of Israel. And so when he talks about looking up to the hills, he's thinking of God who dwells on Mount Zion, away up in the hills. That's what he's thinking about. He's thinking about the second psalm. You remember how God says in the second psalm, "Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion." That's where he dwells. That's where the Deliverer is. In the topology of Holy Scripture, in the Old Testament symbolism, in Zion, the Lord is there. His foundation, the foundation of God, the Bible says, is in his holy mountains. And that's why Pilgrim's looking to the hills. He's going to make the journey up to the Lord. But he looks first of all by faith. As we all have to do, before we can journey to heaven and get to heaven, we have to look to the Lord by faith. We have to lift up our eyes by faith and look to the Lord. And this is what Pilgrim is doing. And so God is in the high and lofty place. And he's like heard the word, like, "Come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways." And so he's looking up, before he commences his journey, he's just looking up to go. And so the psalmist is really one who reminds us of our morning studies in Colossians, isn't he? Because you remember how Paul has been teaching us through the Holy Spirit that we are to lift up our heart onto things above. We are to set our affection on things above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. We're to look up. And we've been studying that idea, that theme. And here we have the psalmist really doing the very same thing. That's what Pilgrim is doing. He's not looking down on things on the earth. He's looking up into the heights where the Lord is. He's setting his affection on things above. He's seeking the things which are above. But not only is this a confession of his faith that his God is ruling supremely in the heights, it's also an admission that Pilgrim is lowly. I have to lift up my eyes. And that's an admission that he's in the low place. He's seeking the heights because he's in the depths, as we all are as sinners. And there are some sinners who are deeper in the depths than others, but we're all in the low place in the depths. And we all have to look up to the Saviour to save us. And so Pilgrim seeks the heights from the depths. The first song of degrees is out of the depths. In my distress I cried unto the Lord. In fact, one of the songs of degrees later on says, out of the depths I cried unto the Lord. Psalm 130 and verse 1. He actually uses those words. He's in the deep place. He's in the low place. That's where he commences the journey from. That's where every sinner commenced the journey of the pilgrimage. We were all in the depths. We were all in the depths of sin and depravity. We were all in the depths of sin. And Pilgrim never forgets this. There's one thing about these songs. They breathe out the atmosphere of intense humility. He never forgot the depths that he came from. He never forgets the low place. One of the Psalms of degrees begins, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or things that are too high for me. I'm just a poor, lowly sinner, Lord. These psalms breathe that atmosphere out of the depths. He's a humble pilgrim. He's a lowly pilgrim. David's name particularly is attached to the 12th song of degree when he talks about this not being haughty. He is not one for looking down on others, but one who can only look up to God for help and mercy. That's the kind of pilgrim he is, humbly making his pilgrimage through life, looking up to the Lord. And David is humble because he knows he is fallen. All men are fallen, we know that. But only some know it. That's the problem. David knows it. In other words, all are low, but not all are lowly. David is both low and lowly. He feels his weakness, his frailty, his sinfulness. And the child of God is both low and lowly. The unconverted are only low. In our father Adam, we have fallen from the heights. And we call that the fall. When you fall, you go from a high place to a low place. And we start off the pilgrimage in the low place because of the fall. The fall in our father Adam. The fall into sin. So that when our father Adam fell and was in the low place, that's where we were born. Born in sin. Born in the low place. Our lowness is by nature in the degradation and the corruption of sin. This is where everyone begins the pilgrimage. from. And so as sinners, we're not up there in the light and in the day with God, but we're in the shadow lands and in the dark places and in the deep places of iniquity, in the depths of sin and depravity. And the only thing we can do is to look up to the Saviour to begin the journey. So we have an acknowledgement of God's high loftiness. We have a confession of our own defiled and needy low estate. But there is also an acknowledgement of our helplessness to deliver and save ourselves, and that we need a divine helper. Now, in these words that he says, it is implied that Pilgrim knows he cannot help himself. He cannot deliver himself. He cannot save himself. Pilgrim cannot raise himself, as it were, up into the heights. He cannot lift himself out of the depths. He cannot deliver himself. There is an acknowledgement of his helplessness, is there not, as you look at these words? Which is why he lifts up his eyes. Why doesn't he just walk up and go? Why doesn't he just raise himself and go on? Because he's a sinner in bondage. And all he can do is raise up his eyes. I need a Savior. I need someone to deliver me. You know, there are sinners and they're in the bondage of sin. And I'll adopt a new habit. I'll adopt a new lifestyle. I'll raise myself up. I'll make myself better. But they fail. They can't do it. They need a deliverer. They need a Savior. And that's what Pilgrim's looking up to, for a deliverer, a helper. And so this is an acknowledgement of helplessness. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. My help comes from the Lord. And we sinners need to know that the Lord is the only one who can come to us and raise us up into the heavenly places in Christ. We can only lift our eyes. We cannot lift ourselves. As helpless sinners, we cannot walk to heaven. Our feet cannot take us. Our hands cannot raise us. But our eyes can look for the Savior, Jesus Christ. Faith. Faith is the eyes of the soul. That's what David's talking about here, isn't he? He's talking about the eyes of his soul. His trust in the Lord. I will lift up mine eyes to the heights for the Lord. And so sinners need one to rescue them. They need one to help them. That one can only be looked to by faith. And so we have to express our desire to be saved. We have to, as it were, express the desire of the soul. And that is expressed in the way of just looking to the Lord. Oh Lord, save me. Oh Lord, deliver me. That's faith. That's all the sinner can do. He can only believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, the psalmist says. And so only divine and heavenly love can raise us. We need a Savior, a helper, a divine helper to come to us and to help us and to save us. And so David here is expressing his trust in the Lord, as he does in many psalms, like Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. I'm in the helpless pit. I'm in the dark place and the low place. I'm looking up to the light. I'm waiting for the deliverer to come. I waited patiently for the Lord. That's faith. That's trust. Was he disappointed? He believed in the Lord. Was he saved? Well, what did he write after that? I waited patiently for the Lord. I had faith in him. What happened after that, David? He heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. He established my goings. And to crown it all, he put a new song in my mouth. Even praise for that God who saved me. That's faith and trust in the Lord who lifted him up and took him out of the low place. And this is why the pilgrim is looking up onto the hills. It is to be noted that pilgrim doesn't look downwards. And he doesn't look around him to find help from others. And he doesn't look at the arm of flesh to help himself. His trust is not in man. His trust is not in fellow sinners. But his trust is in the gracious and divine deliverer. In verse 2, in actual fact, he tells us who he trusts in. My help cometh from the Lord. The Lord, mind you. There's no one else can save you. There's no one else can deliver you. Only the Lord Jesus. And he's a gracious, gracious Lord. The Lord who inhabits Zion. Who sits at the right hand of the Father. So he's looking to the hand of the Lord. Send thine hand from above, as he says in another psalm. Rid me and deliver me out of the great waters and from the hand of strange children. Save me, Lord. Send your hand. And he's looking to the Lord's hand. This is the Savior, Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, the Bible says. He is the covenant-keeping Jehovah. He is the God of help. He is the God of grace and mercy. He is the one who came from above. He's the one who came down to the low place. He was the one who went down to the very depths of the cross to find us, to lift us and to raise us. It's Jesus Christ who did that. It's Jesus Christ who is this helper, this Savior. He is called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthy. He that cometh from heaven is above all. That's the Lord Jesus. He is the deliverer. Remember how the Savior said, you are from beneath. You're from the low place. But I am from above. I am the bread of life which came down from above. To rescue sinners in the depths. That's the Lord Jesus. You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. That's him. The first man, Adam, is of the earth, earthy. But the second man is the Lord from heaven. The last Adam. Jesus Christ, our Savior. He's the one who came down. And that is why he is able to save. He is able to deliver. He is able to help. Help doesn't come from below. Help has to come from above. The Lord has to come down. And that is why Jesus Christ is the Savior. For he is that Lord who came down. And he's able to save. How do I know he's able to save? Well, what does the text say? Who made heaven and earth. That's the only one who can save. The Creator. That's the only one who can help us sinners in the low place. In the place where the divine wrath is about to fall. Only the Creator is able to save sinners. Only the Creator is able to bring in the salvation that is both just and righteous and yet also merciful and gracious. Only God can do that. And God made heaven and earth, and God is able to reconcile them. And so not a mere man can save us. Not even an angel can save us. Angels are in the heights as well. But it's a vain thing to look up into the hills for the angels. Not even an angel can save us. No, it has to be the Lord himself from heaven that comes down. And men and women, the Lord Jesus Christ is not a mere man. He is man. He had to become man to come down to this low place and save us in a just way. But he's not a mere man. He became man. He is God manifested in flesh. The one who we believe in belongs to the heights. He created those heights. He made heaven. He created the low places. He made earth, and he came into the world, and he ascended again into heaven in his humanity. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that we can look to save us. And so we have to believe in the Lord Jesus. We have to lift up our eyes onto the heights where Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father, where all of this salvation and reconciliation is experienced. So he's God and man, able to save, because he is the Creator God. He made heaven and earth. Now, does not John's Gospel start there and bring all of this out? How does John begin his Gospel? He begins his Gospel saying that the Word was with God. And he says all things were made by him. And there's not anything that was made, but that he made it. He made all things, the Lord which made heaven and earth. John tells us that at the very start. And then he tells us that Lord, that eternal Word that made heaven and earth, he tells us that that Word was made flesh. And listen to it. Dwelt among us lowly sinners. He came down to us. He came into the world. He's able to save us because he is the Lord that made heaven and earth, who came into the world as our helper and savior and deliverer. This is what is taught in this, as we bring the light of the Gospel of John to it. And so just very quickly, men and women, there are two lessons here tonight. The first lesson I have emphasize quite a bit, and I just conclude with it. A word to sinners. You can look to him to save you. However low down, however deep in the depths of sin, let me tell you, there is a Savior. And you can lift up your eyes to him and believe in him. And you must do. You must believe in the Lord Jesus. You must raise the eyes of the faith of your soul to him. Because you're in a fallen, converted state. And you are under divine woe. In danger of judgment. You're not a pilgrim. You're not on the Christian journey. You haven't even commenced it by looking to the Savior. And And so you need to begin the Christian journey by believing on the Lord Jesus and putting your faith and trust in Him. So there's a lesson here to unconverted sinners. But there's also a lesson here to the saints. And remember, Pilgrim is a saint. He's a believer. And he's looking to the Lord for help. He's beginning the journey. He's got the grace to begin the journey. He's traveling on the path, all the while looking to the Lord for help. And child of God, you're on the journey. But you don't stop looking to the Lord. You don't stop trusting in your helper. You need help. You have difficulties along the way. You have discouragements. You have the devil to face. You have snares and temptations and trials. You have dark valleys to go through. You have wild places to tread through. You have unknown regions to cross. You have the nighttime and that season of danger from those beasts which are, as it were, nocturnal. And then you have the scorching heat of the day. You have all the evil that you face along the way. You need the shade. You need the protection. You need the helper. And child of God, the psalm teaches you tonight to keep on looking to the Lord for that grace. When you feel danger, when you feel weakest, then be like the psalmist. I lift up mine eyes to the hills. My help comes from the Lord. Have faith. Have trust in God. Have dependence upon your Savior. He will help you. He will enable you. And when you get low, when you get down, then the only answer is, I will lift up mine eyes. So keep looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Amen.